Tish and I were virgins that queer Indian summer. We declared come hell or high water, by the end of it we would no longer be so mullered. I was determined I would lose mine first. Tish said he had dropped a load and a one from Bunratty. It was water off a duck's back, but I knew he was fibbing, and he knew I knew. I remember that Sunday, everything going crazy, getting a carrier from Tess to Ballytoa Strand. Our wee island of Inishcarroll heaving after Wig of the News, something monstrous had landed in the Sound. Little did I know, it would be the second last time I'd ever set foot on Ballytoa Strand.
Don't ring the bell. Jesus, it's embarrassing.
We'll get your own bloody bikes off if you don't light the bell.
We'd heard on the radio from Con Shanahan, voice of Land's Isle FM, interrupting Tygeen Sweeney's commentary of the big match about the unexpected visitor on the shores of Ballytoa Strand.
We're reporting a barrage of texts we've been receiving vis-a-vis some class of happening on our beloved island.
There wasn't often reason to get excited living on the island, except maybe if there was a crowd out doing a documentary or seals had washed ashore barking bejesus at each other.
Careful, Tess! Some navigator you are. That's what you get for your tintinabulating.
Tintinabulating?
You're too fat to be carrying, Silo.
What in the name of God are you two at?
We had an accident, Dad.
My father, Silas Finn, was a fisherman. Lived his whole life on the island. Somehow he managed to convince my mother to come and live here. She would often say when Dad was off out in the Atlantic with Hud Murphy fishing for mackerel for weeks at a time that it was the biggest mistake she ever made.
There's shag all to do on the island except get old. Old, old, old. Get old and die.
Do you want to lift down to the beach?
Yep.
Throw your bike in the boot, Tess. Let's see what all the fuss is about.
It's fine. Where's Mum?
At home, hoping we get bet off the park. You can take the woman out of Ulster, you can't take Ulster out of the woman, huh?
Tess Finn, have you seen the crack?
I haven't, Tish. What crack? What's going on in the name of God?
Oh, listen to this, girl, right? Imagine the Eiffel Tower had gills.
What do you think it is, Dad?
I won't know till I lay my eyes on it. Mind you don't get your head chopped off. Connaught could be blowing things out of all proportion.
It was the Sunday of the All-Ireland final.
Kingdom are up by 2 points. Didn't I tell you? What did I tell you?
We'll bet them northern feckers, yes.
Here we are.
As soon as we landed on the beach, I knew Connaught hadn't blown anything out of proportion.
Look at all the people, Silas. Kvetching be Jesus.
Holy Christ above.
I called him Silas sometimes. It made us feel like equals. Hud Murphy came bombing over to us. Big long overcoat and galoshes on him. He'd been going out to sea with my father donkey's years.
Christ, you took your time, Skip. Have you seen the sketch of this thing, huh? Epic.
Haven't I looking at it right now? Holy suffering Rhodes Colossus.
I looked around. I could see Tish Hegarty's stalk of a grandmother, but no sign of Tish. Tish was a blow-in from the mainland, like my mother, where there's civilization, he'd say. There was Mick Slattery with his stubble face and lumber jacket flopping about, looking to cause consternation.
That's what all you religious whores get with all your praying. One of the harsh whales of the apocalypse washes up on Ballytoa.
What's the story, retard? Have you been living on the moon or what, McDickens?
Well, Tish, I just heard on the radio. What the hell is it?
That is, set the sea or don't the shetty.
Set the sea or don't the shetty? What's that one it's at all?
A whale! Behold, fame, Mount Vesuvius locks in thy sound. Silo, where are you going?
I'd never seen a whale before, only on the telly. I got as near to the water as I could. For a moment, I didn't know what all the fuss was about. I mean, my eyes didn't register. I could see Hud and my father looking on, intent-eyed. Already, I knew what he was thinking.
Out of the watery heart of this earth, you arise daring me to vanquish you.
Of all the beaches in all the world, huh?
And then, like a great big curtain of dark, it swept out of the sea and blotted out the sun.
Holy God, Tish.
'Tis Moby Dick himself, Silo boy.
What the hell is it, Dad?
A full-blown mammoth of the sea, by the looks of it.
What kind of whale is it, Mr. Finn? Is it a spermy whale?
A spermy whale is right, I'd say, Skip, by the click of it. Look at the size of the head.
But does it carry loads of sperm? Is that why its head is so big?
Go back to slow learners, Tish.
Spot on, young man.
Ha-ha! Spasticated boy.
Who taught an old bug Arab off the mainland did know such a thing?
They're not as thick as they look, unfortunately.
You don't have to teach a sperm how to swim or where to go. It's pure instinct. My nan told me that. Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? Sure, it's a whale.
The other sperm. You know, the one in here.
Away from the water, Terrence. You'll get drowned.
I'm fine, Nan. Leave me alone.
There's obviously something wrong with it. They don't come this close to shore unless there's something wrong.
Mrs. Turner was principal on the island.
It's obviously not well in itself, poor creature.
Mind yourself there, Mrs. Turner.
I'm grand, thank you, Hud Murphy. Has someone called the Marine Institute?
The what? I thought you would have avoided us, being educated and all. Watch Sweeney, Skip. Nosing about to see if he can skim dosh out of this.
Sure, if it comes in shore and dies, we can harness the blubber to light your street lamps, huh? Save us all a fortune of electricity. And who wouldn't say no to that in these straitened times? There's enough mate in that it keeps alive for the next year. We could use the bones for fertiliser. I read that now in the Farmer's Journal. And the sperm we could use for island or engines. That's what it said. Am I right, Conog? You could flense a fortune out of it.
Don't talk like that. That's vile talk, Jim Sweeney. Have you no concern for the feelings of the creature?
Miss Turner's right, Jim. Sorry, I'm coming back from a commercial break. And you're very welcome back to this special broadcast on Ballytoa Strand. Conog Shannon here with your reporting on momentous events. Oh, and if any of you are following the game, could you text in the score?
You'd know Sweeney was related to your one Peg Sayers. Wouldn't miss a trick. Ask him.
He has a point. This poor thing can't right itself. The water is too shallow. It'll beach. Game ball then, Hud.
Oh, my God. Tish, is that what I think it is?
Oh, my God, is right, Tess. It is, huh? What do you make of it?
Leave my sister alone, Tish. If you want to pop your cherry, you'll find another girl, not my sister.
They are goof, Doc Tish.
Huh? I know. Feck off, Silo.
I've never seen an animal this big. Look at it.
It's unreal, isn't it? My nan thinks it means we won't win today.
What do you reckon, Skip?
I have never been so close. If it beaches, that's it.
Oh, Kinta. Old Sweeney will be a happy camper if it does.
This is exactly the kind of boom this economy needs, wrapped in a sweet Atlantic bow. The jawbones is probably the most precious part of it.
We'll have to coax it out of the sound for its own good. Back out to sea, what do you reckon, Hud? Power up the Corachree.
It'll be the Corachree's first outing since you got the hull fixed. I suppose it's what it was built for, huh?
Imagine hunting one of those things. Imagine sharing the same water, locking eyes with a leviathan, shouting blink.
My dad always talked about the big catch. He said Spanish fishermen had fished every living thing out of our waters. Them Eurocrats wouldn't let local fishermen fish what was left. He or Hud didn't feel like real fishermen at all.
Letting the French and the Spanish fleece our waters, that's the free feckin' market for you, Silo boy.
May as well be first round of the league as All-Ireland final day. There'll be busloads coming from the mainland when they hear.
Busloads of gobshites with their milky mugs and fancy words.
Busloads of birds, McDickens. That'll be good news for one of us.
What are you talking about? And stop calling me McDickens, you fiend.
What am I talking about? I'm talking about the deed, you knob.
Shut up about the deed. Hi, Fionnuala.
Hi, Silo. God, it's mad, isn't it? Isn't it mad altogether?
Cripes! The national broadcaster has landed. Right, I'm off.
What's wrong with you?
On the scratch of this past month, Skip. I don't want the Labour seeing me on the news, scratching me love bells. Supposed to be laid up with a bad back. I'll flick over to the other side and check on the Corachree. Feck me who? Nice day, knee.
My nan thinks it's a sign, Tess.
A sign of what, Tish?
What do you think it's a sign of, Nan? Didn't you say it was a sign? She's not talking to me because I wouldn't walk the dog this morning.
She's right. It is a sign. It's a sign there's going to be mad sex on the island.
Jesus. What's gotten into you, girl?
What? Where's your sense of mischief? Ni malatsa kali ni dana.
What are you doing, like, Tish?
Nah, nothing. Tell him, Tess.
You know you shouldn't be talking to him. He only carries information back to the mainland.
Look at Mrs. Turner's being interviewed for the telly.
Con Og must be right pissed. He'll be hounding Dad for an interview, I betcha.
Neil. Beg there of you. Lowert me.
What does that mean, Brainiac?
9 years in school and you don't know a word of your own language. Some son of Erin you are.
Tish doesn't know a lick either. Ask him, go on.
I know what Pogue Mahone means.
Mrs. Turner said they'll pay dearly for it. Beg there or
who? Who? Pay dearly for what? Tess.
There was a glint in her eye, like emerald peeking through a pile of shale. I could see the sea reflected, the Pythagorean heft of the whale stealing the horizon. And when I thought I caught a glimpse of my future, I looked away.
T'was on all Ireland Sunday, a grey September day. A giant fish was signalling in our beloved bay. He snaps his tails and spurts out air as if to make the land. To the disbelieving eyes and gasps of those on Ballytooher strand. Well, folks, what do you make of the strange visitor to our shores? What an extraordinary day, huh? We've had a rake of comments so far. Word has it you know who has gone into depression in Dingle Bay on account of all the attention being heaped on Monsieur Sperm. Whatever the outcome, 'tis great our wee island is getting so much attention from the national media, and for reasons other than our recent lamentable surrender of Sam to the northern hordes. Right, back to our competition. Whoever can come up with the best name for Mr. Sperm, as voted for by our judges, will win a pair of tickets to see the Mummy Show Band on their Back from the Dead tour at the Glen Eagles Hotel this coming Saturday night. Suggestions so far. Tricky Dicky. Bambi. I think Bambi was some class of a deer, wasn't it? The Milky Way. Very good, very good. Big fish. Let's come on, bougie. Now, it is with great pleasure I can announce that Land's Isle FM, represented by yours truly, will be aboard the Corachree under the captaincy of the esteemed mariner, Silas Finn, as he attempts to coerce the great mammal out the sound and back to the sea where it belongs. The adventure begins at first light, so it seems like we won't be getting much sleep here on the bitter end on Land's Isle FM, ere Noka Kahar, the Noka Kuig FM. Will we, Dick Burrell? Set behind the desk there, twiddling your knobs. Here's some steam with Fwinyog's or Tina Turner to take us past midnight. Or better yet, how about another verse of my beautiful ballad, Ballytooher Strand, cobbled together in honour of the great sperm in our sound? No children were let near the beach, for fear the beast would land.
An Irish youth proves his manhood by getting stuck in a pint, in a woman, and in a fish, in that order. Have you ever heard that saying, Silo?
Will you buy me a pint the next time we're in Flanagan's Hood? I'll come back here to the Corachree and sip it on the QT beneath the stars.
Willing me neck. Your father'd...
What's your father doing?
Silas, my captain.
Listening to the weather forecast.
Silas, what are those you have?
Paintings. Silas said a sperm whale's fear sensitive to sound. When we get nearer tomorrow, we'll start tapping these. Like so.
Clever thinking, Buckle. We come back tomorrow evening, I'll score you a Smith Wicks, all right?
You're not going anywhere, Silo.
Why not, Silas?
Don't call me Silas. Your mother won't hear of it.
My mother, she's over the moon. We lost to Sam Maguire. She'll be grand.
Will she know? You brought the tins, I see. Good man.
He did, in fairness. What's the forecast like, Skip?
Perfect for what we've to do. Life jackets.
On board. So do you want me to start the engine on this yoke or what?
You're aboard the Cora Cree now, Hood.
Indeed and I am. Begging your pardon, sir. Are you nervous, boss?
A few butterflies fluttering about, all right, Shu.
I've been without a spit in me mouth for the past few hours. Shall I set her heart racing then, Skip?
Set her heart racing, do. Don't be nervous, son.
I'm not nervous, Dad. I'm counting the holes in Orion's belt.
Life at sea. Just hardy goshka.
I knew he was nervous. The knuckles on his hands were white as doves from clenching.
Doesn't sound happy, does it? Do you know who it sounds like? Your mother. I shouldn't have said that. Forget I said that.
She sounds clear as a whistle, Dad.
You see those two stars, Silo, next to the moon, look. That one is Venus. One above that is Jupiter. Next time that'll happen will be 2044. Do you imagine that? I'll be dead and gone by then.
Mom says all fishermen are by nature optimists. It's their downfall.
We may be optimists, but we're not complete fools. It's important to live in the moment, never to blink. Why? You'll be up bright and early tomorrow.
I will.
Because I'm not waking you up. She sounds sweet, doesn't she?
Sweet as the corn crake hiding in my back garden, Skip.
I was so happy he said I could come. If it was up to my mom, she'd have said...
No.
Everything was no, 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 no with her.
I don't want you going near the sea. I want you to get a proper education and get off this wretched island.
I remember that night, gazing up at Venus and Jupiter... Figuring when Fionnuala Horgan saw me facing up to the mighty beast tomorrow, soon as I was back on land, she'd ask me if I wanted to play handball with her. When Fionnuala Horgan asked you to play handball with her, it meant you were in. Meanwhile, I had a fairly good idea what Tish Hegarty was up to.
Coming out here, it's like going back in time. You know, Tess...
Oh, shut up, Tish. Your bloody grandmother's from here.
You should ask your parents to let you go to school on the mainland.
Where would I live? Sit still, would you? You're going to make me crash.
This carrier's digging into my arse. You could come and live with me.
Are you off your head?
I'm serious. It's just me and my mum.
Silo wouldn't hear of it.
Sure, you're older than him.
Yes, but he's very protective of me. He is.
Tess... Why do you keep ringing the bell?
In case any badgers decide to cross the road.
Badgers? Jesus. They have lockjaw, don't they?
I hear they like to eat boys' testicles.
But that's not funny, Tess. But careful.
Sit still, you're causing me to fishtail. You're worse than Silo.
But slow down. Slow down, we're going to...
Are you all right, bony arse? Look what you made me do.
I think my shoulder's dislocated.
Ah, if it were dislocated, you'd be crying. Are you going to start crying?
It's not tears you'll see in these eyes, Tess Finn. It's stars. My nan won't be happy when she sees the state of me. Look, covered in goat pucky. What will your mum say?
Depends what kind of mood she's in. She's like a lighthouse. Bright one minute, dark the next.
You know what I think, Tess?
Haven't a clue. Go on, tell me.
I think that big fish is a sign that I'm supposed to kiss you.
Is Minnicker in a Brummock Gibla couple cummisach?
Oh, what does that mean? In English, Tess.
It means get up off the sorry side of your arse.
Terence, is that you? Your supper's ready, and this dog still needs to be walked.
Will I see you tomorrow down at the beach?
Maybe.
I like you, Tess.
Do you? I'd never have guessed.
Do you like sperm?
Dirty bastard, Tish Hegarty.
Whales? Jesus, Tess, sperm whales, I'm asking.
I don't know. I've only seen one. If my dad's plan works, we'll never see it again, will we? You better go, or your supper'll be gone cold.
There's a competition to see who can come up with the best name for it on the radio.
I like Mr. Sperm. I mean...
I know what you mean. Are you blushing, Tess Finn?
See you tomorrow, Tish Fish.
God, girl, why do you keep teasing me? Bet you that git silos off at Fionnuala Horgan in the handball alley arse going like a fiddler's elbow.
Terence, I'm not going to call you again.
I'm coming. If only I could think of a way of plamosing that brother of yours to let us be lovers, Tess Finn. 'Tis not healthy to still be a virgin at my age. Is it, Moon? What the hell was that?
Nary a wink of sleep could I get that night. Dad was sitting in bed smoking a cigarette, bathed in the light of the moon, bright as a fresh netted oyster. Mom was snoring like an old melodeon. She hadn't gotten up that whole day. I can't sleep.
Do you have a bitter taste in your mouth?
Bitter as a young sloe on Harty's Glen.
That's your body telling you it's afraid. Get your clothes on.
Say goodbye to Mum for me.
Say goodbye to her yourself, Silo.
Night, Mum. See you tomorrow.
Silo.
What, Mum?
I don't want you to go.
I have to help Dad.
I want you to stay with me. Stay with me.
Mum, it's not healthy for a man to be always with his mother.
But you're my only boy.
I'm not a boy. Jesus. Look at me. Do I look like...
If you go, you won't come back.
Mum, don't say something like that. You'll put a curse on us. Of course I'll come back.
You won't. I'm telling you.
I will. I will. At first light, we got to the pier. The Karakree, quiet bobbing in the dock like a feather in the wind. Hud, Conog Shanahan, his sound man, Dick Beryl, were waiting for us.
Right, are we set, men?
Hold your horses there, Silas.
Captain Silas.
Dick Beryl is emptying his innards. Still in the process of acquiring his sea legs, alas.
So we haven't even got out to sea yet.
Well, Dick's a twitchy sort.
Arrow empty, Dick.
All set with the anchor, Silas.
Good man. We right, so.
Pull up, Skip. Just waiting for me old friend, Mrs. Corncrake, to let us know we're going to be grand. Come on. There she is. Right we are, Skip. Headwind is stiff, Skip.
We just keep her steady.
Is that normal?
The headwind to be stiff or the forecast to be wrong.
It was barely first light. There was a crowd of people on the beach already. I wasn't feeling nervous. I was feeling alive. God, how I'd love to have me own Karakree one day. I thought, whatever happens, by this day's end, I'll be a virgin no more.
Right. We get ahead of it and try and coax it out from there.
I could see it in the water, peaceful as you like. A bubble of mercury in a thermometer.
If you go, you won't come back, Silo.
I'd say we've woken Mr. Sperm from his slumber.
Mind the equipment doesn't get wet there, Dick.
How is that wee boat supposed to get that big beast out to sea? God protect them.
Tess! Tess!
A badger ran out in front of me last night, and but for my quick reflexes, it would have knocked me off my bike.
So much for ringing the bell. Cod a will do roar.
It's caw, you feckin' idiot.
Caw? Like a crow?
My mom said I couldn't take my bike. She woke up in one of her moods. Silo never said goodbye to her. God, I'm nervous. What are they doing?
Come on, let's hop up on the dune and get a better view.
Are we on? Are we on? Dick, are we on? Are we on, Dick?
Hello, and a very good morning to you all in the kingdom from the deck of the Karakoree. Dozens have gathered on Ballytour Strand to witness what we hope will be...
Silo, grab the paint cans.
Got him.
The voices you heard there was the skipper of the Karakoree, Silas Finn, and his son, Silo.
The thing's twice the length of this boat, Skip. More.
We'll just idle here. Seems peaceful enough for the moment.
Peaceful, you said, Skipper?
Watch yourself there, Conog.
Oh, there we are. Now, before I forget, the winning entry in our Name the Sperm Whale competition, as chosen by our judges, is...
Dozy Dick.
Dozy Dick, did he say, Mrs. Turner?
Dozy Dick, God almighty. Have you that thing tuned properly?
She's an elderly wireless, go easy on her. Wasn't I a clever man to bring one out?
Dozy Dick, did you say, Conog?
I bet you that Dozy Dick Tish Hegarty's on the beach trying it on with Tess.
What are they doing, Tess? Can you see?
They're making noise to see if it'll move. Silo's trying to conduct it.
Skipper Finn and his crew are trying to draw the whale's attention now. Bolts of air shot out of Dozy Dick's head, indicating its displeasure at the racket being made by Silo Finn.
It's a sonar experiment, Cano. Leave it off for the time being, Silo.
Apparently, Tess, it's got all this white stuff in its head. That's how it got its name.
You're disgusting, you know that?
No, seriously, it's not called a sperm whale for nothing.
I'm telling you, Mr. Sweeney, Neolithic man would have more sophisticated means than this.
Sure now, Mrs. Turner, when it comes to nature, we're all Neolithic. Except for Silas Finn. That man has gills, I'm telling you, gills.
I think we may have riled it a bit, Skip.
Hud's right, Dad.
Dad, huh? Well, let's just be patient and try and nose it out.
Oh, look, I can see its eye. It's looking at it. Look!
Holy God! Look at the size of its eye! I wonder can they see how big it is from the beach?
What are they doing now?
Tess?
It's moving away from them. I should have brought bloody binoculars.
I'm going to ask your ape of a brother if it's all right if I go out with you. Do you hear me, Tess?
He'll say no. He's very... Oh! No! It's turning round again.
I'm going to ask him right now.
Silo, is it okay if I go out with your sister? Silo!
Stop! Jesus, you're mortifying me! Tish! For God's sake!
Silo! Silo!
Tish! What's he saying? I can't hear you, you dope!
Pater Noster, quies in celis, sanctificator nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum.
What are you praying for, Mrs. Turner?
I told you, that's what brought it around here in the first place. Bloody praying.
May the true light guide you through the eye of the tempest, out of Ardor's maw, back to serenity.
Dozy Dick beaches, and there won't be any bony arses going round here this year, that's for sure. Huh, Mrs. Turner? From the furnace of despair comes the fumes of rebirth.
Tish! Tish! Tish!
Look at that wee Finn girl. Crazy as her mother.
Tish, will you be quiet?
What can I say, Tess Finn? I'm a desperate man.
Oh, to be again, Mrs. Turner, huh?
Steady now as she goes. Turn off, you monstrous devil. Away, away to the idle wilds, the lightless deeps.
She is for
all your talk of Austers, I thought you were an atheist.
Do you not see the big foxhole, Mick Slattery?
Foxhole, Mrs. Turner? Not at all. This island's built kind of down in a hollow, that's all.
Bursting with the juices of manhood I am, Tess Finn. I'm not careful, I'll be like that poor woman there with tears in her eyes.
That's my mum. Mum!
Skipper Finn's trying a tricky manoeuvre now.
Tie an eye in that rope, Silo.
An eye? Yes, Captain. Dozy Dick's not for moving, it would seem, Skip.
He's come inland to die, is that it?
Looks that way. Skip?
Let's give it one more go, anyway.
Nothing to worry about. The engine just flooded.
With water?
Fuel, Carnog. Jesus sake.
Light her up again, Hod. Grab those paint tins, Silo.
Aye, aye, Captain. Lighten her up.
Aye in the rope. Paint cans, did you say, Silas?
I knew we were never going to get it out to sea. I knew by the look in its black, gaping eyehole. If Dozy Dick fancied shallower waters for a few days, who were we to do anything about it? And then, everything seemed to change.
Dozy Dick's moving. He's moving, by Christ. Aho! Aho!
A jubilant Hud Murphy is inveighing the crowd to give their support. The mighty Silas Finn aboard!
Mom, what are you doing here?
They're going to die. They're going to die. You have to stop them, Tess. You have to.
Mom, calm down. Don't say that. It's bad luck. Come on, I'll take you home.
There's nothing wrong with me. Take your hands off me.
Hello, Mrs. Finn. Tish Hegarty's my name. I'm friends with Silo.
Well done, lads. Well done. Ma on fear. It's moving out to sea. Look. Look, Mr. Sweeney.
Was my good self came up with Dozy Dick as a name, Mrs. Turner. I'm due 2 tickets to see the Mummies show band. Would you like to accompany me? I does a fair what you say.
Your husband's done it again, Mrs. Finn. The whole bag of whale.
They've turned Mr. Sperm, Mrs. Finn.
You have a fine big smile on your face, so you do, Fionnuala Horgan. We'll have to get a new door to fit Silo's head after.
Tell us, Fionnuala. Are you in the knob an item like?
Maybe. And don't call him a knobby townie.
Don't be getting all coy with me, girl. I'm asking you a straight question. Is ye or aren't ye?
Mind your business, Tish Hegarty. Discretion is love's eloquence.
There's no need to worry, Mum. Look at Dad. He's got everything under control.
He stopped. He stopped. Damn it, I thought we'd him turn. Blink, damn ya!
Maybe we should just leave him alone now, Dad.
Silo might be right, Skip. Aircraft carrier barely shift that yoke. We've done as much as we can. Skip?
Come on, what do you want here? Be off with you. Be off with you. Go out to sea where you belong. You don't belong here. I'm Silas Finn. These are my waters.
Do you want me to bang the tins, Dad?
Hold up!
Where is it? I can't see it! Where is it, Skip?
The whale appears to have submerged itself. It's underneath us, I think. The voice you heard there was of Dick Byrne, myself.
Shh, shh, shh.
Quiet, quiet.
Where are you, big fish? Skulking neath those waves, every swell a precipice. Rear your head to Christ.
See that? I've never seen anything so catmelodian in my born days.
Is everyone all right? Hud!
Dick Byrne's gone in!
Dick!
Grab my hand, Dick! Grab my hand!
Christ, I'll try and restart the engine. Go sit and ducks out here.
You've got your life jacket on, Dick. Don't panic. It'll keep you afloat.
Huh?
Oh, Christ, it's coming again.
Crack fizzled along the hull. It was a miracle that Carrick-Cree was still afloat.
Come on, Macora. Don't let me down. Come on. Come on, damn you!
She won't take another one, Skip! Silo, take a hold of the rigging!
Come on. Come on. Please, Macora. Please!
I'm going to throw you down and let the rope, Dick. Hold on, Dick!
Dick Beryl couldn't say a word. He had a look on his face like I saw on a rabbit Hud Murphy lamped one night in Harty's Glen. I caught a glimpse of the shore. I could barely make out Tess and Tish and Mam and all the good folk on the island. And then...
Oh, Jesus! Hold on!
Sweet Christ. We better start praying again, Mrs. Turner. We all better. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you.
Found myself submerged, deep in the blue. When I laid eyes on my destroyer, I thought it was the finest creature I ever laid eyes on. And I was calm. Hud Murphy sank past me, blood spooling from his head like a puppet. So much for that corncrake. I couldn't see Dad or Conog. I knew they were gone. How had I survived? The whale turned and looked at me and sort of winked, and I thought, does it know I'm a virgin? I thought of Tish, the lucky bollocks. Gasping for air, I kicked to the sky, white as snow, beyond the sea. The whale sort of lifted its head then, and I could see its teeth, and then everything went dark, and there wasn't a sound.
Mom, take these. Go on.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Tish, run down to the kitchen and fill me a glass of water, would you?
Okay, Tess.
Jesus, I can't believe what's after happening. What did you do, God?
Tish?
Coming now, Tess.
My little boy. Oh, my little boy.
I know. And Dad. God above.
To hell with him, the brigand. He got what he deserved.
Jesus, Mom, don't say that.
I got the water, Tess.
Here, Mom, take these pills. They'll help you relax.
Should you be giving her so many?
She'll be grand. Drink down this water, Mom. Go on.
I'm sorry for your trouble, Mrs. Finn.
Shh. Let her just...
I'm sorry for you too, Tess.
Yeah, well...
That's the sea for you, Mrs. Finn. No end to its mysteries. No end at all. It just... I'll leave you be, Mrs. Finn.
Tish, it's all right. You can come in.
You've You've a nice room, Tess. I was expecting it to be all pink or...
Lie down here beside me, Tish.
Oh, Jesus.
I just want someone to be near me. Please.
Okay. Is that okay?
Put your arm around me.
She slips her arm across my stomach. Can she feel it quivering? I want to kiss her. Her warm, sweet breath upon me like a haze. What would Silo think if he saw me on a bed, my arm around his sister? But he's not here. This is life. Life is good.
First losing all Ireland, I know this, huh?
So awful. We're a small island. We can't afford to be losing people.
Christ, when it turned on them. Woo. God, have you ever seen anything so discombobulating in your life? Well, Mixlathry.
Is it true? Conor goes on board and he's a goner?
And poor old Dick Beryl. Best sound engineer this side of Marconi, they say.
No feckin' loss. He was fierce annoying on the radio, wasn't he?
That's out of line, Mick. Speak of the dead, fair enough. But at least wait till the wake.
There'll be plenty of Captain Morgans at that, I suppose, huh? Do you know what I should do? Go home and get me Saturday night special to unplug the blasted thing.
No need, Mick Slattery.
Why not, Mrs. Turner? Would that be against your principles? You don't survive on an island by following principles a few gobshites concocted in the feckin' Bronze Age.
It's dying.
Someone wants to tell the fella driving the hearse not to be too brave. The tide's coming in.
They're bringing in the bodies. God rest them.
Clear a path there, everyone. All right? All right? You recover them all, lads.
All except Silo. The divers will keep looking till sundown.
If he was taken out to sea, he'll never be found, huh?
Excuse us there, Mr. Sweeney.
I spent that night snuggled up beside Tess, listening to her sob and shake, her breasts soft upon me like puddles of honey. When it was black dark, she pressed her lips upon my cheeks. I thought, I'll feel them upon me forever. All night long, Mrs. Finn was waking up and sounding off like the banshee. At first light, I woke. Tess was awake beside me. She hadn't slept at all. I'm going to head down to the beach. Okay, Tess?
Okay.
Are you coming?
Tommy Gabronach, Tish.
I know. I always slagged Silo about it, but life on the island was different. The people were different.
Christ, that's a fierce, queer-sounding bell you've got in our bike, Bybon.
After the Karakree sinking, everything on the island looked sad.
Crap!
But not the badgers. Tess was right. I'd never seen a badger in real life.
First a sperm whale and now you. Easy. Easy.
I thought of Silo. Had he come back as a badger to eat me for lying on a bed with his sister?
Here now, badger. I didn't diddle Tess Finn. I didn't betray you, Silo. We only snuggled. I'm still a stinking virgin.
Bored by my importuning, it fecked off under a bush. I hopped back on the bike and belted on towards Ballytua Strand, praying it wouldn't latch onto me heel. I could see them to a man, woman and child pitched against a grey sky, still as headstones, round the giant bodice of the great slayer who had wrought such grief. At last, it had beached.
Mingin git. Assassinated my fellow islanders like they were blue bottles at a picnic. Lord knows we're dropping like flies as it is. I'm no religious fiend, but Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse whatever, a soul for a soul, I card you.
The sand was all dug up with footprints. Never was the sound to my ears so silent. Led by old Sweeney, they were deciding how to divvy Dozy Dick up soon as it croaked.
Now you've got the blubber and the jawbones. I mean the archway, lads. You can make out the doors for the pier there, huh?
Jeez, do you know, I think it's dead.
Right, now if we look at this strategically, taking the spine of it as our mishe on send, as it were.
We'll have to import tools from the mainland to ghost the thing, Sweeney.
I'm sorry, excuse me, but I don't understand any of you. All you're concerned about is how much money you can make. Are we a community or are we not? Don't you care about the suffering of poor Mrs. Finn and Tess Finn and the Beryls and Conog Shanahan and Hud Murphy's mother? What have we become at all? Picking over the bones of such a tragedy like vultures. I hope to God a big tidal wave destroys this island if this is what we've become.
Be quiet! Be quiet!
I beg your pardon, young man.
Shh! I can hear it. I can hear it. I can hear it.
It's dead, young fella. Come away. You'll get pulverised.
Young'uns have hearing way more acute than oldies like you, Sweeney. Whisht.
Can you hear that? I can hear a sound. Listen. Listen. Silo. Silo. It's Silo. He's alive. He's alive inside a Dozy Dick.
Oh, Sacred Heart above. It's a miracle. I can open the school tomorrow.
He's alive! Silo Finn's alive!
Right, right. Saws, chainsaws, angle grinders. Whatever class of implement ye have, lads. Brustigy! God, you know, there might be something to the whole praying lark after all, Mrs. Turner.
Silo! Can you still hear me? Silo!
I can hear you, Tish.
Can he hear you?
I think so. Silo! Silo!
Oh, my God, Tish. Is it true? Is it true?
I just heard him, Tess. Where's your mum?
She wouldn't come. She doesn't believe it. Silo! Silo!
A part of me didn't want to leave. I thought I was in heaven. It was so quiet inside the whale. Nothing mattered. Who you were. What you'd done. You could just be. I could just be.
Hey, Sweeney, any chance of a feckin' old gas mask here? The reek is only savage, boy.
What do you think this is, Slattery? A union job? Saw!
Hold on, Silo. We're going to get you.
Suddenly, light began pooling in on top of me, burning me. I opened my eyes. I could see all these people looking at me like they were watching me being born. I managed to get to my feet.
Is that what I think it is?
Have manners, Mick Slattery.
Oh, Jesus. Silo.
God, Silo, I thought you were a goner.
Why are you all looking at me funny?
You're covered in a bit of old juice, son.
Juice? What? What juice?
Sperm, Silo. You are covered in sperm.
It's not sperm, you dope.
Well, what would you call it then? It is a sperm whale.
Never mind him, Silo. Someone help him down.
Your father and Hood, Silo.
I know, Mr. Sweeney. And Conog and Dick Beryl. They was there.
Grab hold of my arm there, son. Here, somebody take a picture of me and the seaman. Did you get it?
I thought of the irony of it all. That summer me wanting to drop the load, and there I was looking on the outside what I felt like on the inside. God, I was praying that...
Hi, Silo.
All right, Fionnuala. Crack.
When you get cleaned up, do you want to play me in a game of handball?
I have to bury me father first, Fionnuala. But sure, afterwards.
I'd love to play in a game of handball.
They'll be flinging themselves at you after this now. You're a hero, jammy fecker.
As I trooped along Ballytoa Strand, sticky with whale sperm, the whole of Inish Carroll in my wake, I felt as big as that accursed mammal. And that summer, I thought I'd play handball many times with Fionnuala Horgan, and Tish would get off with my sister. And wouldn't it be a grand summer? I vowed never to set foot on Ballytoa Strand again, though. Not until Venus and Jupiter were sidled next to the moon again in 2044, like my father, the great mariner, Silas Finn, said they would. Suddenly, it grew dark. I looked and saw a great big wave rise out of the ocean and hurtled through the sound, and I was not afraid. The wave crashed and broke about me, cleansed me. As the water receded, I noticed something at my feet. It was the black box Dick Beryl carried for recording Conog aboard the Carra Cree.
What is it, young Silo?
Not sure, Mrs. Turner. The water's destroyed it. Wait.
Are we on there, Dick Beryl? Are we on? Well, Silo, if you're listening to this, things haven't turned out too well. Such is the way of life at sea.
'Tis hardy, Goshka.
It's my fault. The sea is the only thing that's ever truly held my heart. I'm ashamed to say it, but that's the truth. Your mother saw what a selfish fiend I was. Rid of me by. Look after Tess. Go down there to Flanagan's and tell him to throw up a pint fair. You're a man now, whether you like it or not.
I gazed out upon the swelling blue ocean, my heart leaping inside me like a mad bird, and I ran for it.
Silo, what are you doing?
Where are you going, Silo?
I couldn't stop myself. And I swam, and I swam, and I swam.